Immigration activists are hoping to rekindle a debate over whether undocumented students who grow up in Tennessee should get in-state tuition. The proposal passed the state Senate last year, but it fell one vote short in the state House of Representatives. Opponents say the proposal would reward families who have broken immigration laws. But Evan Cathy with the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition says undocumented children who've grown up in Tennessee deserve to pay the same rate as someone born in the U.S.
The students that this bill would benefit have Social Security numbers and work permits. Their families have been here for decades and they've been paying taxes. It's going to benefit our state, it's going to benefit our economy, and it's going to benefit our students.
The measure requires students to have graduated from a Tennessee high school and to have qualified for deferred action from immigration authorities. That's the Obama administration program that lets undocumented immigrants who arrived as minors live and work in the U.S. without risking deportation. Supporters of the proposal met with lawmakers in the hope of passing in-state tuition for undocumented students this year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.